Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast, sponsored as always by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And we're going to talk a little bit about Rishi Sunak, as George Galloway would call him. But first, we're going to hear a little exchange which took place yesterday between Conservative MP William Ragg and Rishi Sunak. And just listen to this, because it's quite telling in ways that maybe they don't think we see.
Your predecessor, when she says she was undermined by, quotes, the deep state.
Yeah, I think that's probably a question for her rather than me.
But I'm just keen to hear your viewpoint. Is there a deep state, or are you part of it? Am I part of it?
Yeah, probably a question for her. I probably wouldn't tell you if I was, well, would I?
No. And we
wouldn't tell anyone else either.
I wouldn't tell anybody else either, Sir Bernard, if I was. So it's not just a case of perhaps a few chaps getting, you know, overly excited after a good lunch, say, at the Garrick, is it?
Question for her.
Oh, it's absolutely hilarious. Is there a deep state? Are you part of it? He laughs. If I was, I wouldn't tell you, says the Prime Minister. Right. First of all, there is a deep state and they're all part of it. And that's not us being over the top. That's just the reality. You couldn't get more globalist than Rishi Sunak. And there's a certain smugness about these people. You know, I think they feel that they have to reveal the truth to us, even though they laugh when they're doing it. And that's pretty much what that little exchange is all about. That was deep staters laughing at us. Ho, 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 ho. And of course, it was Liz Truss, by the way, was the person that who blamed her downfall on the deep state. And of course, she was quite right. Now, moving on a little bit to more broad issue, Rishi Sunak issues. Yesterday, he said that anyone in the UK illegally can't stay. He told the MPs, he led it on the line. He says, they can't stay, they have to go. Well, I mean, seriously, nobody believed that. Yes, the response to that, I put it out in social media, responses off the scale. People go, hang on a second, you said that last year. I mean, just total gaslighting. So I'm just reading out some comments. That's a marketing stunt. Someone else says, more blowing smoke up our posteriors. Yes. Someone else says, it's okay saying that, but you also need to stop them from getting legal aid to hold up their deportation. And someone else makes a very good question. And how will this be enforced exactly, Rishi? And of course, I'll another comment, more hot air from him. And yeah, I mean, it's amazing. The truth of the matter is that nobody believes him. Nobody believes him. I don't even know his own MPs believe him anymore. I doubt that. I think we've reached the point where, I mean, yesterday you saw a couple of government ministers said and suddenly announced that they were stepping down. So the truth of the matter seems to be that they know the ship's going down. Rishi's going to be standing there as it plunges beneath the water, assuring people up until the very last moment that everything's going to be fine. And then when it finally does sink, then I suppose Rishi will have his waiting dinghy, ironically, to clamber into and get himself a nice position in the House of Lords or onto some nice lucrative advisory boards, whatever, the usual stuff. You know, this is how they operate. So, you know, illegal migrants can't stay, says Rishi, but he has no plan to get rid of them. We have got in this country millions of people who should not be here, literally millions, and we need to deport literally millions if we're going to survive. If we don't deport them, we won't survive. That's why I'm putting these markers down for the future, although I'll probably be erased by that point. But it is that existential and that simple. You know, our country is crawling with illegals. And after enough time, they're made legal. And then it's not even a problem. And that's how Labour's going to deal with this. Labour's going to deal with this issue by making everyone who claims that they want to be here, making them a citizen. just like, you know, that we see in the States. And that's going to overwhelm us. It's going to change us. Tony Blair started in 1997. By 2010, the change was underway. By 2024, you can see the speed at which it's going. You give it another 15, 20 years, my friends. Voices like mine, it'll be, everyone will be, well, all, those of us here still left, and that might not be me, will be saying, yeah, we need to get mass deportations now. But if you say that at the moment, you're likely to be potentially up on a hate charge. That's how bad it is. They've actually weaponized the law against the British people who want to make sure that only people can come here through lawful channels. Now, there's a name for that. And you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to keep repeating it because it's true. It's inversion. The law is being used to punish people who decry lawbreakers, and that's the reality of it. Rishi Sunak won't be doing anything, of course. Rishi Sunak is an absolute fraud. Thanks for listening.